Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Get this week's dog out of here.
Listen, Boston fans, the Boston Celtics' plan was Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving, Al Horford. That has turned into Jason Tatum, Kemba Walker, Enes Kanter. That's a disaster. Now, I thought Kyrie was going to walk out the door while Celtics were convinced, oh no, he's committed. We've been telling you for a year he was leaving. Now, you got a lesser version of Kyrie and Kemba. Terry Rozier, you lost him for nothing. You still have the same problem of Tatum, Brown, yep. Hayward, and the identity of this team, C, has been defense. And you have to go up against Giannis, you have to go against Embiid and Horford, you have to go up against whomever Toronto brings back. You have no defensive answer. Those are facts. This team last year, the second highest projected win total in all of basketball, behind only Golden State. And next year, they are going to be projected to be about the 11th best team in basketball, 12th best team in basketball, which is about where they will be. So, of course, they are worse than they were last season.
Four on the shot clock. Tatum stepped to his right. Three in the air. Got it.
Robert Williams will trigger it. 1.3 on the clock. Finds Tatum. Tatum, tough off-balance shot from the baseline. He knocks it down.
10 seconds to go in the half. Shot clock is off. Kemba against Van Vliet. Shuttles it out towards Smart. The turn to Kemba Walker. He gets the three away in time. Got it.
Woo!
Not just a win in game one, a dominant win.
If you can see through the banner of the sun.
Tatum, kick out. Smart. He's
into
due.
Eternity's eyes like a vision reaching down to you. Would you turn away?
Three in the air, got it. Marcus Smart launches a deep three, got it again. Return to Marcus Smart. Oh, not three in a row. Bang! Back to back to back. Triples by Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart, step back, crazy three, and he drills it again to tie the game. You've got to be kidding me with this guy.
Williams to Marcus Smart, maybe they can. It's three
out in the air, it's good, and he got fouled. Seven to two, with a minute 14 to go in a nail-biter, heart-wrenching game seven. Norman Powell, offensive end, Marcus Smart races him down the length of the floor. Chase down block for Marcus Smart with the game on the line as we enter minute 48. Celtics hang on to the lead somehow. No good. Tatum sneaks in, grabs the rebound, and it's over. And the Boston Celtics have not only survived the Toronto Raptors, they have taken the title belt off them.
You have to go up against Giannis. You have to go against Embiid and Horford. You have to go up against whoever Toronto brings back.
The dominant Bucks, the loaded Sixers, and the champion Raptors. It ends with all three of them home.
Going to be projected to be about the 11th best team in basketball. So, of course, they are worse than they were last season.
And the Celtics back in the Eastern Conference Finals for the third time in 4 years.
Everybody, good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program, 617-779-0985. Football began in earnest yesterday. You had your New England Patriots chalking up a win with the new style, which is a lot like the last style, but with someone who can run the ball.
Yeah, it's last year to the extreme.
Yeah. It's what it is. Instead of handing the ball off to a running back like Tom Brady did a lot of last year, the quarterback decided to keep it. And that looked pretty nice.
Yeah.
By the way, when you run the football a lot, the game goes a lot faster. Have you noticed that?
It was the fastest game in the NFL.
Game ended before 4 o'clock. It was fantastic.
I know. It was, yeah. The Lions decided, hey, I'm going to let you watch the last 5 minutes of this game and really not like yourself after.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got over, the game was over. And
quick!
Then I could see a new rookie running back from the Lions drop a pass in the end zone and just go about their business.
Yesterday was the only game that, during all of this, like hockey and basketball, that for some reason the fake crowd bothered me. Like, all the other sports, for some reason it worked. It's probably a CBS thing, because to be quite honest, when I was watching the Tampa Bay Bucks game, it didn't bother me as much, but somebody just had the sound all wrong, and it was like, I don't know, it irked me yesterday. It was the first time that it actually did that, and I don't know if... Like, is that stuff being pumped into the broadcast itself? Because I know it's being played into the stadium. So are they just miking the stadium and that's what we're hearing? Or are they doubling up and also putting it through the broadcast? Because that was the only time that I've actually been a little irked by the fake crowd noise was yesterday.
I'm guessing that it's in the stadium, but to be honest with you, I don't know.
No, it is in the stadium. I know that. But I don't know if the broadcast was like also pumping it in on that side of things.
I don't know. I'm guessing no, but what do I know? But I didn't really even notice it. I didn't pay attention to the crowd yesterday. I mean, it was weird when they pointed to the crowd and there was nobody there. But I don't even know how long they're going to do that. I don't know how long there's not going to be fans, but here probably forever. But you know, there's going to be places where they'll have fans. By the way, you can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv. You can get the Twitch app. Also get the 98.5, the Sports Hub app. We have our own app. And you go there, you can get all the podcasts, you can get everything else. So it is a day of new beginnings as the NFL started. And if you're an AFC East fan, you've now said, hello, Patriots. This is going to not be a difficult situation for you.
You had a rough day yesterday. You specifically had a rough day yesterday.
Oh, yeah. 1 o'clock couldn't have gone worse.
I'm just thinking, because I was curious to watch the Jets, and I did. I watched the Jets, and I saw a little bit of the Lions game we were talking about. And anytime a defense, and I couldn't help thinking we were talking about how.
Where do you want to go first?
Well, no. Jim McBride of the Globe and the Wall Street Journal both picked the Lions to go to the Super Bowl, and there I am watching Mitchell Trubisky carve up that defense in the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking, that's not a Super Bowl defense.
Trubisky,
no.
They were saying should have been benched during the halftime show. They were saying Trubisky should have been benched.
He was Mitchell Trubisky for about three and a half quarters. Yeah, and then there he was.
Oh yeah, but then Trubisky screwed up again and screwed up, and they had a 14-second possession.
Yeah. Yep.
That, and then the Lions got the ball back, drove it down into the red zone, and a rookie running back dropped the ball in the end zone.
Yep. That's Lions.
On third down.
That's Lions.
That would have won the game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Belichick coaching tree 0-for-3 this week. You had Bill O'Brien bite it. You had, of course, Brian Flores yesterday, and Matt Patricia probably in the most glorious of ways.
No, Matt Patricia didn't coach. That team, I don't know.
That wasn't, but that, and I agree.
That was not Patricia's fault.
That was not Patricia's fault yesterday.
No, Patricia had to be sitting there. It was Trubisky. It was, the wizard that he is.
No, it was Stafford. I don't know. Everything. Quarterbacks were sloppy yesterday. Yeah. I will say that.
And the Jets, well, wow. That's what you have. I've run out of adjectives. That was truly amazing.
The Jets
yesterday.
You know what? They're gonna go 1-15, and they're gonna punt on the Lawrence pick. Lawrence is going to like break his leg in 8 places during the bowl game.
And stay another year.
No, or you know, he might just stay another year, not to go to the Jets.
Kind of like Peyton Manning when Parcells was there. Peyton's like, no, I'm not playing for the Jets this year. I'm going back to school.
Yeah. And then they take Keyshawn Johnson.
Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen, is that he's gonna stay in school. Ugh. Yeah, the Jets are an absolute disgrace.
During the 1 o'clock window yesterday. Wow. I was like, nope, there's no joy.
I wore a Lions hat yesterday to my AA meeting. I had everything going. I was all in on the Lions. I was all in on the Lions.
And then you checked your phone, and you're like, no.
No, I watched the games.
Oh, okay.
I was home all day yesterday.
Okay, so, all right. I thought the AME was yesterday.
Noon AME.
Okay.
I was home for the one.
Okay.
No. I was watching.
All right.
I watched football yesterday.
Okay.
But it was, you know, it's not something I'm not used to. The Jets were, it's another level of a catastrophe.
You never could have predicted the Jets would have been that bad. It looked like they hadn't practiced at all.
No.
It looked like they'd just been training camp staring at each other.
No, and then Sam Darnold, they've ruined. I mean, I don't even know if he was ever good in the first place. I don't know.
I think, and Rich, see, what I'm curious to know your point of view on this. We had discussed, before you went to rehab, we had discussed that continuity was going to be very important when you have no exhibition games. And the Jets have five new guys blocking the franchise. And you saw it yesterday. No games, no reps, no game reps. They looked lost.
No, he was terrible.
That's why the Patriots were able to run the football so well.
You're saying that it's all because there were no preseason games that the Jets looked lost?
Well, I'm saying it's a contributing factor.
No, you can't. There's no excuses. I mean, they were.
The Bills didn't have any preseason games either.
returning offensive linemen, I guess.
By the way, I'm reading things like Josh Allen this, Josh Allen that. You can have Josh Allen, believe me. Josh Allen's not good.
I agree with you. I was not fooled by that. No.
I mean, a lot of people are like, you got to hand it to him.
No. The Jet defense was awful. No, missing their two best players. It's awful.
They don't have they're awful.
Yeah.
They're just awful. I'll tell you, Greg Williams can get He can make safeties very important. He did that.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Greg Williams apparently could have taken any job that he wanted. I mean, he got all the offers, but he decided he didn't want that. Yeah. That's according to him, at least.
And then Adam Gase took no responsibility after the game. He said everything was there. It was just a matter of not executing. So that's good. Look for him to get fired sometime next week. All right, Rich, we're going to talk about the Patriots, I would imagine.
Patriots and Tom Brady. Let's talk about all of it because it was... That was fun as hell, to be honest. And to be honest, I also was rooting against Tom Brady at one point in that game. And I think that's where I stand now. Like, yesterday watching Tom Brady lose felt good. And so now I'm kind of rooting for him to lose.
Yeah, screw Tom Brady. Tom Brady sucks. Why would anyone possibly root for him? He's an ass. I mean, he's a stupid ass with his dumb shirts and everything. Let him rot. By the way, if you watch the Jet game... Tom Brady's not bad. I mean, if you watched other quarterbacks play yesterday, I mean, Tom Brady didn't light it up, but Tom Brady can put a ball where it's supposed to be, which is, by the way, not something that many quarterbacks in the NFL can do now. There's like eight really good quarterbacks, and then there's just garbage. Guys who can't put balls in places where they're supposed to be. It's really amazing how bad some of the quarterback play is in the NFL. We'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Coming up next at 10, Sports Talk, while you're on the clock. Zolak and Bertrand. Right now, it's Tusher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed, it's Tusher and Rich.
98.5, The Sports Hub. We're Tusher and Rich. Football back in full yesterday. And Rich, what happened?
Well, this is what the 2020 Patriots look like.
White up the right hip of Newton. Now sprints in motion again to the left. Newton takes the snap. He's going to run it to the right, cuts it upfield, and he waltzes into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
Too easy.
Oh.
Okay, that right there, you can tell that it was being pumped into the broadcast and not the stadium, because I didn't hear anything, any kind of crowd response.
No, that's just a field mic. No, that was just a field mic.
They're close enough with no fans; they could probably pick it up.
Yeah, that's not that's not pumped in. I mean, that's not the radio broadcast pumping in noise. And it's funny because
No. What I'm saying is that the television. What we know now was that it was the television broadcast that was pumping it in, and it wasn't the sound of the stadium, because there was all this talk about how, you know, NFL Films was going to pump the crowd noise into the stands, and there didn't seem to be any of that. I mean, you could have heard Cam Newton fart in that clip right there. Yeah. It was basically just like the mic that was on the field, which is good. I like that, but that was definitely telling.
Well, I heard the first 5 minutes of the broadcast. On the radio, and Zolak said, "You're going to hear a lot of swearing today." And Soucy was being Bob Soucy. He's like, "Well, not from the booth, not from the booth." And then Zolak was like, "Yes, I'm not going to swear." And that was, Soucy did not like Scott saying that. He goes, "Scott goes, you're going to hear a lot of swearing today because, like you just heard, you could hear everything from the field. I don't even know if I heard a swear or not. I'm, you know, not two. So I wasn't, you know, on pins and needles listening for swears, but, yeah, it was pretty funny. Soucy, all business. Doesn't want any chicanery coming from Scott Zolak.
Well, it looks like the Cam Newton era in Foxborough is going to be fun as hell. The Patriots beat the Dolphins 21-11 in a game that really wasn't even that close. But every step of the way, the guy who wasn't Tom Brady reminded you that things are going to be a hell of a lot different offensively. Case in point, it took exactly one game for Cam Newton to notch more rushing yards in a game than any other quarterback under Bill Belichick. 15 of 19 passing, 155 yards, 15 rushes for 75 yards, and two touchdowns. And it wasn't just Cam that was running.
Newton under center, taking the snap. An alert at the line of scrimmage. Points to his helmet. Now waits on the snap, and Anderson takes it. Gives to Michelle. Runs up the middle. Sonny Michelle across the goal line. Touchdown, Patriots!
First-round pick, baby.
That's
worth
right.
Every penny.
Well, 217 extremely physical rushing yards yesterday. That's more than double their average from last year. And one nice surprise was that undrafted free agent, J.J. Taylor, he finished with 28 rushing yards on four carries. He had that 11-yarder in the third quarter and also caught a pass, an 8 total offensive snap. He looked pretty impressive for just stepping in there.
I like the little guys.
Yeah.
By the way, Sonny Michelle, 10 carries for 37 yards. First-round pick. I don't know what they saw out of him at Georgia, but they
helped him win a Super Bowl, Fred.
Need Nick Chubb. We're going to draft this guy before Nick Chubb.
Nick Chubb was the guy, but then they said, you know what? Let's take the other one. Let's take Sonny Michel. By the way, Rex Burkhead could have been the running back in the Super Bowl, and they would have been perfectly fine. Sonny Michel is a guy.
Well,
he was like a guy. Abercrombie.
Well, yesterday, not
the
everything.
Steelers back in the day.
Not everything went so well for the offense, though.
Taylor is the single back. Edelman sprints right to left. Newton starts to roll that way, and then he curls back to his right. He's going to throw it for Harry. Makes the catch at the 5. Tracked down by Baker from behind. Lost the ball, and it squirted through the end zone.
Come on, kill.
With a fumble and a touchback. The Dolphins are going to take over. What a huge play. If it stands.
Oh, just when you thought the whole N'Keal Harry thing was going to break through, and here we go. He managed to turn over the ball in the most infuriating of ways, fumbling into the end zone. That turnover totally flipped the momentum of that point of the game. I mean, you were approaching blowout territory.
I want so bad to like N'Keal Harry. He's a big wide receiver, and if he gets his head on straight and plays well, he was going to be a force for this offense.
Yeah, first-round pick.
I know, first-round pick at the end of the first round, just like Michelle.
Him and Michelle.
You saw N'Keal Harry's first catch. He runs up the sideline and gets crushed by a guy 30 pounds lighter than him.
So he
knocks him back. And I was like, all right, this isn't good. But then he started to make a couple of catches in the middle of the field. This is why they have him, et cetera, et cetera. And then he makes that play, and I'm like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, I
can't like this guy yet.
We want to like you, N'Keal Harry.
Jesus.
And then he pulls crap like that. On top
five
of that.
Five catches, 39 yards.
Yes.
I got to tell you, that him and Michelle, it's the new
The receiving yards and catch totals are going to be down this year. I think we can all agree on that. There aren't going to be many 8-catch, 135-yard games for any receiver.
He's not a yak guy?
No. I don't think in this offense.
Not a yak guy?
He's not an anything guy right now. No, I mean, he can't do anything right.
He's just a please stay on the field guy is what he is.
Which he still can't do. He's not took a very good job at that either.
Well, no yak?
No.
The old yard after catch, the yak?
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, he on top of that, the Patriots have another major weakness that needs to be addressed fairly quick.
Bailey knee down to take the snap from Cardona in place. Swing of the right leg. The kick is lifted to the uprights. And the kick by Folk is no good as he sliced it to the right.
Oh, that was awful. Justin Rohrwasser, I hope you had the preseason yips because Nick Folk might not last another two games continuing to kick like that. That was ugly. But it was a good win and a hell of a way to start the Cam Newton era. Here he is after his first game as a Patriot.
It was different. It was great for the team to find a way. Things showed up that we would not have expected as we knew, and things showed up that we did kind of expect. So one of the culture points for the game was to be accessible to in-game adjustments, and that's what it pretty much came down to. Getting a win like that, that's not necessarily pretty at times. You know, that's good for the overall team character.
Yep. Well, despite the win, Bill Belichick was in typical Bill Belichick mode after the game.
What was the atmosphere like in the stadium without fans there? Can you compare it to anything else that you've experienced in your football life?
Practice.
Now go home and get your shine box.
What a dumb question.
It wasn't a great question.
What a stupid question.
Practice.
It was a good question. I mean, it's just a question.
Just like,
I mean, yeah,
it like?
This is unprecedented. There's no fans. Yeah, go screw.
Practice.
I can't talk about that. That would leave us vulnerable to all the other teams. By the way, if you look at the rest of the NFL, and this will be a thing we talk about probably throughout the morning, Cam Newton's a top-tier quarterback. I mean, just if you look at the rest of the NFL.
The way he played yesterday, there's no question. Like, if he continues to play that way, I mean, he's the reason. I mean, that's MVP conversation stuff. Right, he continues to play. Right. No, I mean, he is. Like, okay. He's the guy. What else on that team is effective?
He had a good game.
Let's not go crazy.
My point was this, which was not the point you were making. My point was that the NFL, the quarterback play in the NFL was so atrocious yesterday that Cam Newton, I mean, it looks like a brilliant pickup because people say Brady played really poorly yesterday, but then you say, no, he didn't. Look at comparatively to the rest of the quarterbacks in the NFL. Just watch the games. I mean, he was putting the ball places. You know, Josh Allen missed a guy by 500 yards in the end zone that was wide open. Trubisky missed a guy in the end zone that was wide open. Sam Darnold looks like he's got a concussion before the game. Look around the NFL. These guys all suck.
There are about between, I'm going to go more than you, Fred. I'll say between 10 and 15 quarterbacks that are good.
Okay, well, yesterday Russell Wilson played very well.
Mm-hmm. Mahomes played well. Ryan threw for 450 yards in Atlanta.
Yeah, you know, Aaron Rodgers.
Kyler Murray.
But what I'm saying is that, I mean, you think of Cam Newton and you think of the questions of him coming in. And listen, if he does, he's not going to be able to do that against the Seahawks. They can't run that game plan at all against the Seahawks. But
that's, yeah.
But there are other things. My point is that picking him up, you've now, even with that game where he's just like, whatever, I mean, he ran really well and he didn't screw up. Even with that game, you got yourself conceivably a top 10 quarterback in the league. So good for the Patriots. I mean, they got a guy and no one really got it very excited about it. It didn't seem there was a very tempered excitement. And,
well, no one knew how healthy he was.
Right.
I mean,
well,
that's the main thing. John and I have been talking about this for a while, and that is that I said he's going to come in and he's going to run, whether you think he's not or that he's going to try to protect. That's who he is. And John, I know you were saying that, you know, things are going to have to change for Cam Newton. Well, right now, that's just in his DNA, what he did yesterday.
Well, they called running. I mean,
my point was he can't open himself up to the type of punishment. No,
and they
before.
Did that the first game of the season. They're not going to do that again.
There were, what, between 5 and 10 read pass options? Something like that? Or right?
Yeah,
5 and 10 read options.
Yeah, they spread the field, and then it was
you
a read
saw
pass
a
option.
Lot of Newton early in the game. You did not see a lot of design runs late.
They're not going to do that again, but you know the Patriots. McDaniels had a very basic offense set
and
up.
You build off that. But the thing we found out about this Patriots offense is after two decades of, you know, up and down the field like you're on ice skates, you know, just back and forth like a track meet. Those days are gone.
Yes.
I mean, if the Patriots fall behind by 10 or 17 points, that offense, at least from what I saw yesterday, is going to have a real tough time coming back because they need 5, 6, 7 minutes to get the ball down the field.
I think they saw who they were playing and they just ran a very basic offense.
I hope you're right because one of the strengths of the Patriots offense during Tom Brady is they can be wildly different from 1 week to the next.
Oh, I think that that's what you're going to get.
I hope you're right. I hope Cam Newton, I hope they can spread the field, yes, go 4 or 5 wide outs and get the ball down the field that way. I don't know if Newton can do that.
I don't know if he's going to be able to run that kind of offense either, but I don't think they're going to go into Seattle and run a bunch of read pass
options. But I guess what I'm saying is Seattle's good enough where you may fall behind by 2 touchdowns.
No, I understand.
And be forced to do that.
Right. The offense you saw yesterday is not the offense you're going to see next Sunday night. So we get that kicked off right away. All right, Rich, you want to continue with the Patriots here?
Let's do it because we had a little bit of a Aqib Talib-esque chain-snatching incident yesterday.
I know.
That needs to be addressed.
I didn't see that until after the game, or until hours after the game. So we will talk about that. If you didn't see it, here are the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Sits down with Zoe for his exclusive game day interview all season long.
Big win against the Eagles.
Everybody did a good job.
Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, Town Fair Tire Studios. Get the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. And you can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv. Search for The Sports Hub, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Saturday. I read Elton John's biography. Not bad. The man enjoyed his Peruvian snowflake. If you know what I mean. Peruvian mouching powder. Jaguar, hello.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much. So, quick glance of the game yesterday. It looks like New's got to get a lot better with throwing the ball the few times he did, because the balls that he kind of threw were just kind of airballed, and the wide receivers had to climb the ladder to catch them. And he's going to subject those receivers, the thin receiver groups at that, to a lot of physical punishment. And they're not going to have them for the whole season.
I didn't notice. I don't think he was floating balls like that.
I thought Cam looked great in the passing game. I mean,
a lot of velocity on deep balls.
Yeah, I didn't see him floating balls. So yeah,
he was like 15 of 19. Yeah, he looked good. Yeah, matter of fact, shockingly, to be honest, I didn't expect him to be that sharp in the passing game. So with all the shoulder issues that he had, so...
No, I didn't see him floating balls. I disagree with that. All right, Rich, but there was some drama after the game.
Well, even though he turned down being a Patriot this year, the spirit of Aqib Talib was at Foxborough yesterday because we almost had ourselves a good old-fashioned chain-snatching incident. Remember? Okay, so you remember a few years ago when Talib ripped Michael Crabtree's chain off during a game?
Yes.
Well, someone from the Dolphins tried to do just that to Cam Newton at the end of yesterday's game, and Cam was not having it. Here he is after the game.
Did they take your chain off? Is that what happened there?
I still got my chain. I got 2-0. You can see. It was disrespect. They was reaching for my chain, though. They was reaching for my chain. And I think that kind of got up under my skin. But yeah, through it all, man, listen, I do not want the
I don't want nothing to be taken away from a great team game that we did have. And I don't want to be selfish to kind of focus or dwell on that. I think for us as a team, or me personally, tempers can flare. You know, I was just teasing with coaches, letting them know like, that College Park almost came out me. So, you know, yet through it all, man, it was just all fun and games.
Okay, so see, if, help me remember this, because we had Brandon Merriweather on after that whole Aqib Talib, yeah, Michael Crabtree incident, and we asked him about that, and didn't he say that a showy displaying of a chain during a game was like a sign of disrespect to be flashy with your jewelry?
Yeah, he said if you had a chain on that he was going to take it. Yeah.
Yeah, now I knew he said that, but we asked about, you know, like why would he do that? And didn't he say something like, because when you're extra flashy like that, it's a sign of disrespect to the other team?
I remember Merriweather saying he wore some like $1,000 watch on the field too. I mean, I don't remember that.
He knew a guy.
He knew a guy that
wore like a $100,000 watch on the field.
That's my mistake.
Tried to wear a $100,000 watch.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, and they were all going, "What? Because you're not allowed. I don't believe you're allowed to wear $100,000.
Well, that was the Odell Beckham Jr. situation. Remember from last year, he had that super expensive watch, and they warned him he was not allowed to do that again. That watch was like, yeah, it was like $100,000 or something crazy like that.
Yeah, it's good.
But,
you pop that bad boy on. No, I would imagine if you're a tasseling someone and they got a big chain hanging off their neck, that you would grab it. And then you would immediately melt it down in the locker room and sell it for its weight in the diamonds and things of that nature. Yes.
Well, also before the game, our own Burt Breer broke the news that the Patriots had explored trading Stephon Gilmore this offseason. He said that the Patriots floated Gilmore's name in trade talks before the NFL draft and during training camp. He said that his sense was that the Patriots' cap situation changing via opt-outs from the whole coronavirus changed the equation. So if, like, you know, Hightower and all those guys hadn't decided that they weren't going to play and it opened up some room to have some extra money, that maybe they still would have tried to trade Stephon Gilmore. Now, on Friday, there was a report that came out that Gilmore received an extra $5 million raise. He could still earn up to $2 million more in incentives. But Burt said making that happen, quote, wasn't as smooth a process as you might have thought. So I don't know what was going on there. We do know that Stephon Gilmore missed a couple of preseason practices, although I guess the company line, according to him and the team, was that it had nothing to do with any kind of contract situation. It is kind of curious, now that we know this, that word was out that they were trying to trade him missing practice, and then all of a sudden getting this new money. It does seem slightly suspicious on all of this.
If you're the Patriots and you're trying to trade Stephon Gilmore, the last thing you want him to do is tweak an ankle or pull a groin in practice. So I'm imagining they held him out while they were negotiating with other teams. And the other part of it is Jalen Ramsey's contract changed the game for cornerbacks. That massive deal he got at the end of last week, it was 5 years, $105 million. By comparison, Gilmore has a 5 years, $65 million contract. And he's got 2 years left on it. Now, I understand Ramsey is 4 years younger, but Gilmore is the reigning NFL Defensive Player of the Year. That changes the game a little bit. So I don't know what the Patriots are going to do. If they stay true to form, they're not going to pay him and let him go. Say, okay, you're 31, 32. We're not paying you anywhere close to Ramsey money. It sets up an interesting dynamic a year from now.
Yeah, well, he certainly earned his money yesterday. So, I mean, they need him. I mean, that's their team, is their secondary. Yeah. I mean,
especially as we get later into the season, that front seven is very inexperienced, and when they start playing better quarterbacks like this weekend, that secondary is going to earn all their money. We'll see how they do.
I'm being told that Romo during the game said that Gilmore was running routes before the receivers were.
Yes, I saw that actually. He would beat cornerback. The second pass interference penalty he had beaten the wide receiver to the spot where the wideout was going to catch the ball. He just fell down and tripped the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really a mistake by Gilmore. It's just bad luck.
Well, that's the team. I mean, their secondary is their team. If they don't have Gilmore, it's going to get ugly. If they don't have Gilmore, they might not win the division. It's crappy.
What were they trying to do then? Like, I mean, like, why would you try to trade Gilmore? I don't understand that.
Maybe to accrue capital they feel that they're not a Super Bowl contender this year. And so, you know, try to pick up some pieces and move on from there. Maybe they thought this was a transitional year.
It's more evidence for the Tank for Trevor crowd, you know?
So, yeah, that's right. Well, they got a lot of traffic if they're trying to tank
they got
for
a lot
Trevor.
Of competition at the bottom of the trash
Yeah, there's
pile.
A lot of people that aren't trying to tank that might very well end up in a situation to get Trevor Lawrence based on the play yesterday.
You might be right. Well, after an offseason of slow-mo videos and Tampa Bay T-shirts, it was time to see the self-proclaimed Dream Team in action, baby.
Here is the snap in play-action fake. Brady throws the ball upfield. It is intercepted in midfield. Picked off down the side, inside the numbers to the 36-yard line. Picked off by Lattimore.
Did Brett Musburger get a new gig calling the Bucks games? Is he doing that from Las Vegas? It sure as hell sounds like
it. Might
have
had a bad night at the craps table.
That could be the case. Well, that's not going to sell a lot of Tampa Brady T-shirts right there. Brady throws two interceptions, including a pick six. The Bucks lose their opener 34-23. Belichick won. Brady zero.
It's funny, Troy Aikman during the game kept saying, I've never seen Brady miss people like this. And you're saying, wait,
did you
what?
Watch last season?
Yeah, did you see any of last season? Yeah, here's the thing, though, is that everyone, you know, Brady, and then he had moments, you know, there were moments where he was very good. But even passes that were being defended, just that, listen, Brady's not a top, you know, top eight quarterback or something. Top.
No, he and Newton actually, oddly enough, are close.
Yes,
I think. You know, top borderline top 10.
But if you watched the NFL yesterday and then you watched Brady, I mean, the scale of quarterback in the NFL right now is not extremely high. So even
but it's
Brady
been
being
that
able
way
to,
for like years. Like I mean,
no,
like,
but people are crapping on Brady, and the thing is that Brady outplayed the vast majority of quarterbacks yesterday.
I think they're crapping on him because of the amount of talent that's around him and that he's Tom Brady. That's why.
But I think it's going to get better. I mean, you saw Mike Evans stop a route, and that was one interception.
Ooh,
the pick
that
six,
was on Brady, man.
No, I disagree.
He stopped the route.
I disagree. I think Evans,
Bruce Arians thinks it's on Brady. As a matter of fact, the great thing about Bruce Arians is where Belichick just might refuse to answer your questions. Arians, refreshingly, has no problem calling out Tom Brady.
One was a miscommunication between him and Mike, and he thought Mike was going down the middle. It's a different coverage. Mike read it right, and he should have been across his face, but Tom just overthrew it. And the other one was it was a screen pass with an outlet called, and he threw the outlet, and it was a pick six.
Okay.
Bad decision.
Okay.
I mean, that's
okay.
Great.
That's fair. All right. That's fair. But I guess the overall point was you have no game time, no game reps. It's so important. If you take Brady's offense, which they have, they took Brady's offense from the Patriots to the Buccaneers. It's one of those deals we've been told over and over again where the wide receiver and the quarterback has one play called in the huddle, but you have to read the defense together.
They weren't physical mistakes.
It's a mental mistake. This one by Brady. The second pick six was all on Brady. It was a bad throw. But I think they'll get better with time. Those weapons are too damn good. What you saw yesterday
was step
one. I'm
going to take Supercoach Bruce Arians' word for it over you, John, unfortunately. I mean,
no, I agree.
Like he knows.
I just said, I agree. Okay, fine. But someone read it wrong. I think Brady and the offense are going to be much better a month from now than they were
right,
yesterday.
But we did see the worst of Brady rear its ugly head yesterday.
Yes.
The intentional grounding penalty and the first pass of third quarter. He threw a pass that was about 15 feet over the receiver. His head out of bounds, and he complained like a Karen to the refs over what deemed to be miscalls throughout the game.
Yeah.
I mean,
I hate him.
All of his greatest hits.
I hate him. Every time he gets hit, it's orgasmic. Oh, yeah, every time he gets hit. And then when he was scrambling and then he fell awkwardly, I was like, ooh. So
him bitching at the ref, and
he's the worst. He's just awful. Oh, I hate him.
This is great because Patriots fans now know what the fans of the rest of the division feel like.
Yeah, I didn't know what I was going to feel going into this game. And like the minute he threw that pick six, everything went, all right, no, this feels
sucks.
Good. Screw Tom Brady.
No, it was a fun game to watch in that it was fun to root against Brady again. But in reality, you know, Aikman's like, I've never seen him like this. You've seen him like this, but still, compared to the other quarterbacks in the NFL, they're so bad. And so, like John said, Brady, they'll get going. They'll be a playoff team.
And they're going to be a good team.
They're going to be really good. They're going to be racing up and down the field in about a month after they get used to each other.
Well,
and they read defenses right.
As for Rob Gronkowski, he had two catches for 11 yards. He gave up the WWE 24/7 title for that. Come on, Rob. What are you doing? Then again, I was the guy who predicted that he'd probably have double-digit touchdowns this year. So, and you know what, Hoop? I thought he would just be the escape hatch, the little comfort zone for Tom Brady. But it didn't work out that way.
Still hard to tackle him.
I mean, still very hard to tackle him. You got to load up. All right, Rich, we'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. Line MA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Drive home with Felger and Mass this afternoon at 2. Right now, this is how Boston sports fans start the day. Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Brady takes a gun snap, quick throw near side. It's picked off. Janoris Jenkins, 15, 10, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown. Janoris Jenkins, pick six.
That looked easy, Deuce.
That looked easy. The ball was behind him.
Tom.
Oh, Tom, you're in my kitchen. Oh.
Tom.
Oh.
Tom.
985, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Some guests coming up today, Jeff Howard, 720. We have Bob Soucy, the voice of the Patriots, 9. And I don't know if you guys are, but I'm friends with Scott Zolak on the Facebook. There is a picture of them in the booth, like the whole crew. Dennis, one of our engineers, put it up. And Bob Soucy with a Navy mask on. Stolen Valor?
He called for Navy. He did the play-by-play for them for years.
He wasn't in the Navy. I know he called for Navy. He mentions it every 10 seconds.
I don't think he's wearing medals or anything like that.
Stolen Valor. And there's someone who looks like Sarge, but I'm not sure as if it's Sarge.
I thought the same thing. It's not Sarge. It is not him. I thought it was him as well.
Ooh, that is. They got to fire that guy. You can't be walking around looking like Sarge.
You can't have Sarge 2.0 in there. Come on, it's too confusing.
No. I don't know. But I'm saying Soucy Stolen Valor wearing the Navy face mask. Just because, you know, you called the games doesn't mean you were in the military. You think he wears that now and gets on a flight? They let him on before everyone else?
Because he's just wearing a Navy mask? I believe that's probably the way it works. If you wear if you have like a Navy sweater, they just say, hey, you must have been in the Navy.
I mean, he's essentially like some hillbilly in a trailer with, you know, a meth problem pretending he went to Alabama. I mean, that's the best case scenario. The worst case scenario is he says he was overseas. Because he didn't get that mask while he was calling the games for Navy. I mean, there was no coronavirus. So, mm-hmm. I don't think they just had, you know, masks at that point. So, Stolen Valor from Bob Soucy. We'll question him at 9 o'clock. In fact, let me make a note to accuse him of Stolen Valor.
Sure.
So if you are a veteran, if you proudly served in the Navy, just know that there's a little guy bopping around because they wouldn't have let him in. You got to figure.
No.
It's got to be like an amusement park ride. There's got to be a height requirement, wouldn't you think? Or maybe they just put him in a sub. Maybe they'd want him because like he wouldn't take up a bunk. They could just put him in
a drawer. Just hang him from the ceiling?
Just put him in a drawer.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you wouldn't even have to use a bunk for him.
Right.
Bob Soucy, 4'10".
92 pounds.
Yes. But I will respect his hair, because he's a hairy man, just like me.
Yep.
Which, again, I don't know why some of us are so hairy and others aren't. We've discussed that. It is a question that still arises. I don't know why I am covered with hair, while so many people are bare-chested and running around free as a bird. I don't know. But you be the judge. I don't know. I was never in the military, but I don't know if you walk around with a Navy mask on, you know, bopping around. I mean, I don't believe he has a kid in the military. I don't know. It's just questions, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm just looking out. Really, I'm looking out for Bob. Because he might end up on a submarine, you know? He could. It's like when they
How is that going to happen?
Well, they had kids in the Industrial Revolution. I would imagine in Lowell, they had kids in the fabric where they, you know, the textile mills, because they could get their hands into places where the adults couldn't. So maybe you have Bob Soucy go into rooms on the submarine that our men couldn't get into. I don't know. It's just he's like the Rudy of the sub. I don't know. I'm just thinking.
Yep.
I got my thinking cap on. All right, no commercials, just the headlines. Everyone ponder. Bob Soucy on the submarine. No commercials here, just the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.